So what is the concern then, Travis, for Christians who love these guys, who follow them, who are being influenced by them? What's important to understand about their worldview?
What's really important to understand is that they are not true allies with the Christian worldview. They appear to be, and they seem to be at a superficial level, perhaps. But I'm really concerned for young people, but for all people who find some voice in these guys. You know, again, I just want to express, I get it. I can sometimes cheer some of the things that they say that, you know, are so clear and such a bold, unapologetic pushback against the system, you might say, that we find ourselves in today. But my concern is that too close of alliance with these types of thinkers and spokesmen is actually an unnecessary and real distraction for Christians. Because it's only in Christ, and in Christ alone, that Colossians 2:3, in him are hidden not just most of the treasures of wisdom and knowledge, but all of them. So finding Christ to be our champion, Christ to be our spokesman, Christ to be our example for all things, that's where I want to point Christians, is to him, and not to cultural, social warriors like these guys, even if some of the things they say sound similar. I think we really need to not just look at the similarities and what we find sympathy with. We need to look at the differences. We need to see there are distinctions between the way we think. I just brought up the one with the autonomous individual.
Mm-hmm.
The Bible does not teach, and we do not want to teach or reinforce in anybody's thinking human autonomy. We want to understand that we are under the law of God. That is the best, safest, most joyful place that the human conscience can be, is underneath the law of God in Christ. Underneath the law of God, out of Christ, not in Christ, that is a terrifying place to be.
Right.
As Martin Luther, that was a part of his own testimony. It drove him to Christ. But in Christ, to be under the law of God and to live out his commandments, that is a great joy and such ultimate freedom to have accountability and responsibility to him. You're not going to find that in any system promoted by Jordan Peterson and Ben Shapiro. Yeah. So I'm concerned about that. There is a superficial feel-good experience that many people will have. As you follow the videos and the teaching of these kind of in-your-face pushback of the social warriors, it may feel good for the moment, but at the end of the day, it's kind of, again, like Colossians 2 says, 2:23, they have only an appearance of wisdom in promoting self-made religion and asceticism and severity to the body. You know, you hear a lot of that in Jordan Peterson's just suck it up, bucko, or whatever he says, mm-hmm. You know, make your bed. Life is suffering. Get used to it. Make something of yourself. That's Colossians 2:23 right there. But none of that has any value in stopping the indulgence of the flesh. That's my real concern. Because at the end of the day, Peterson and Shapiro, they are just yet another dead end. And that they will share an eternal fate with the leftists that they oppose. So I want to turn Christians, not to those kind of thinkers, those spokesmen, but I want to turn them to Christ. There's salvation in him and him alone.
We hope you gained from this short take of the Christian Worldview radio program. To hear the full program and further connect with this ministry, visit thechristianworldview.org. I'm David Wheaton.